Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano, and I'm going to talk to you today about what does it take to build a six-figure business? What are the six-figure skills that we need? What is the toolbox that's required in order to reach that six-figure mark and reach beyond it? We're not going to talk about the seven-figure strategies because, quite frankly, that is not my area of expertise. I'm not qualified to talk to you about that specifically as far as what I've created for myself, but that's actually a very different game. And one of the interesting things is that a lot of people are selling seven-figure strategies as a fix to six-figure problems. And I don't mean that you shouldn't be shooting for seven figures. You should. You should be visualizing that. You should be seeing what's possible. You should be thinking about what's that going to require of me. But the truth is that there are a lot of people who jump in because someone says that they made millions and millions of dollars, and they jump into the strategy that person is supposedly teaching, and they're not ready for that. So one example that I can think of is high-level networking, high-level masterminding. Now, if you don't have confidence, if you don't feel worthy of being in that room, and what honestly happens there a lot of times is sometimes just paying the price. The transformation is in the transaction. I dropped 50 grand to get in that room. Suddenly you feel worthy because you paid the freight, right? Well, I must be worthy because I was able to buy my way into that room. But if you've had that happen where you've bought your way into a room and then you didn't really get what you needed out of that room, you didn't make the connections in a real and lasting way, people did not refer you, you did not feel lifted up, you didn't get a return on that investment. It can certainly be a reflection of the container that you were in, that maybe you weren't sold something that held up on its end of the promise. But a lot of times, sometimes we're just not ready for that piece just yet. And what do I mean by that? So if you pay to get into a really high-level room, but you are not at the level with those people yet, that's okay. I would love to be the dumbest person in the room, but I have to believe that I'm there for a reason and that I've got something to offer. If you don't believe you have something to offer, or you know you do, but you don't know how to articulate it, you don't know how to say what you do, you don't have something to really back it up. That's what a message is. Your message is, here's what I do. Here's the value that I offer. You grow into that message energetically, where the more you say it, the more you feel it, the more you embody it, the more it comes across and the more people believe you when you say it. That's what you need when you walk into one of those high-level rooms. You can't walk into a high-level room with a low-level message. You can't walk into a high-level room with a low level of you. So when you're trying to reach that six-figure mark, check yourself if you're looking at people who are way, way beyond you. And I'm not even telling you, look at that now. Look at who you've invested with in the past. Have you invested with people who were at this like really crazy level? And they were operating at such a crazy level that you did not feel empowered by it. And they really didn't teach you what you needed at that stage. Maybe you felt overwhelmed. Maybe you felt like you couldn't use the strategies you were being taught. If you look, if you're a scientist, the clues are there. The success leaves clues. So does failure. It's all there for you. And one of the things that I've noticed, I'm always looking at my strategy and authority. I'm always looking to myself. Why? Because I know how to lead myself through anything at this point. I truly do believe there's nothing I cannot handle. Now, of course, I don't want awful things to happen, but I just have a very grounded, calm way of handling things, even when things go wrong. Why? Because I can. I've done a lot of work to be able to do that. What has that allowed me to do? Got confidence that nothing can really knock me off of my game, not for any long period of time. I may have to process, but I'll be all right. that feeling of I've got this is priceless. But whenever I have a decision that comes to me, when I'm sitting there and I'm weighing an investment, I'm looking at where I should put my money. Do I want to put my money here? Is this really aligned for me? What alignment really means for me is I can come at this from a really clean place. I'm not being pulled into somebody's message. I made an investment in a mastermind. And when I made that investment, I sat there and I thought about it. I was like, this is a skill I feel like I need. There is practice that I need. And this person can give me those things. In that respect, I was like, this is a worthy investment. And I was excited. Of course, it was strategy and authority that said yes. And then I did look at it from a strategic element to say, are these skills? And that's the first category here that I look at. There's two things that are needed. And usually we need both. Normally, what's being sold to us is one or the other. So there's skills. Sometimes we need a skill to reach the next level that we are striving for. Is there something strategically that we need? Is there something I need to learn? And I've done a lot of clarity calls over the last couple of weeks because we've been in a launch. We've done my Authority Accelerator Masterclass, which was hugely successful. People really, really loved it. We've gotten amazing feedback from that. But we've done a lot of clarity calls. And I've heard a lot of people who've invested in a lot of things, but they lack the skills, these basic skills of being able to market themselves, sell themselves, and deliver a strong message that sells consistently to people. They don't know how to build an audience. They're still in this place having consistently invested in themselves, but they have not been able to translate that into real success. They still don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to grow an audience on Instagram or through a podcast, even though they've bought programs and courses that have promised to teach them just that. They haven't really developed those skills. If that's the case, then you have to look and say, how am I making these decisions? Who am I in operating that skill? If you've got the tools, if you've got the programs, if you have been taught things, but you haven't been able to operate the tactic, operate the strategy, then you've got to look at the operator, and that's you. Now, this isn't calling anybody out for being wrong or for being a failure or for things not working. It happens, but this is what happens when we try to layer on tactics and strategies and skills. We think it's all the skills, but the main skill that you need is how to uplevel yourself, how to find a core strength in yourself that is unshakable. It's the reason it's the first pillar in my Business by Design mentorship, becoming unshakable. How do you become an authority to yourself? How do you put that stake in the ground and say, I can handle anything? Then suddenly, here's the fun, cool thing that happens when you become unshakable. Then suddenly you can go into that graveyard of programs that you have been collecting dust on a digital shelf somewhere. And suddenly you can use those. They make sense to you. You're like, oh my God, I do know how to do this. I just had to get out of my own way. This is why coaching by human design works. And I'm going to throw a caveat on here that it works when you are actually coached by someone who has embodied their human design and understands it. Because there are a lot of people who don't. There are a lot of people who are coaching people and who are marketing themselves as human design coaches, and they don't know enough. They have not embodied their own design. So they're wondering why they can't sell. And it's because they're out of integrity. They are not necessarily great at what they do, or they've gotten really good at selling it, but then people have bought into their programs and they've not gotten results. Human design, what it helps with when you are led by somebody who understands it, is somebody who can guide you individually, specifically, so you can lead yourself. With every single person in my program, I cannot wait for you to finish and tell me you do not need me anymore. That is the goal. It's not a program where I'm holding everybody up while they're in there. That should never be a coach's goal. My goal is for you to leave the nest. I'm training you to lead yourself, to have complete and total confidence in yourself down to a core level, not surface level confidence where you're able to show up and look confident, but not actually be confident. But to have that level of, I've got this no matter what. If you've got that, honestly, that's 90% of the work. Then adding those skills on that we teach inside my program, where we teach you how to build a message that sells, how to position yourself as an expert, how to actually step into your gifts. All of that is coming from the human design side. All of that is getting lifted up, and then the skills are put on top. The skills are the frosting on the cake. They are not the cake. You are the cake. I don't care what it is that you sell. I don't care what it is that you do. If you are not showing up as the best version of yourself, success will be elusive. It will not come, and you'll wonder why. And you'll go and you'll buy more skills and you'll buy more tactics, and those won't work either. And then you'll call yourself a failure. And that's the saddest thing. Because it's not that. And human design is not a band-aid. Human design is advanced human. Human design is being able to tune out everything that you've been told, to not look at your coach and say, I should be like them. Because this is why it works, to go back to human design. When I look at a person, I look at that person. I don't tell them to do it my way. That's not teaching them to lead themselves. That's teaching them to be me. The world doesn't need another me. I'm here. They need you to be exactly who you are. And until we're teaching people how to truly be their individual selves, they're going to need to lean on other people. We don't want that. We want you to desire to be in rooms where people lift you up. We want you to feel worthy of when you walk into a big collaboration room where you can walk into a mastermind and you can really feel like, I belong here. I might be a little intimidated by the people in this room, but this is calling me up. That's a different skill. That's a skill of leading yourself. And that's what human design can help you do. Not where you're wondering, what would she do if she were here? How would Nicole handle this? You might think that. What my clients always say is they don't hear me tell them what I would do. They think, how would Nicole guide me through this? I hear this so often from my clients. Nicole, you're always in my head. And I'm always thinking, what would Nicole say here? But what I'm saying is I'm actually training them to lead themselves. That's the best compliment I can get, is that I'm always in their head coaching them through how to get to the answer themselves. And that comes from real personal power. That comes from knowing yourself. This is why human design is a different level. You might have felt the energetic shifts. Let's get into the woo for just a second here. These energetic shifts that we're seeing, where we're starting to see things change. We're seeing industries change. There was a lot of people talking about the eclipse and what was happening and all the energy that we're feeling. A lot of people are feeling more tired these days because energetically it's a lot. There are shifts happening in the cosmic air, so to speak. And what they are doing, if you haven't listened to my episode on the 2027 change and the cross of the sleeping phoenix, that's an interesting episode to listen to. I aired that on November 6th. So you can go back and listen to that episode if you haven't listened to it already, where I explain this change that's happening in 2027, but we're already feeling the pull toward that. We are closer to that than we are to the energy that we've been feeling literally our entire lives. But what the Phoenix is about, what this change is about, what we are being called to is greater individuality. This is why systems like human design, like understanding yourself, like grounding into your gifts are going to be what new paradigm leaders look like. What's this next generation of leadership that we are being called to? It's going to be about being who you are, not who someone else modeled for you and you became a copycat version of them. The world doesn't need that. The world needs you. And if you feel called to that, and a lot of people do, I feel like I have this potential inside of me. I feel like there's something bigger for me. I know I could do this, but you're standing in your own way. Then learning to lead yourself through those moments of not being able to find success, to be able to stay unshakable through them and see what's right in front of you most of the time. Usually the answer is right in front of you, But if you're shaken, if you're afraid, then you start to look outside of yourself and you miss the actual answer. And then you go and you buy something else. You invest in something else that's not right. That's a sign of misalignment and instability in you. It will be very difficult for clients to trust you when you're in that state. So coaching by human design and these six-figure skills that we need to build before we're able to build those seven-figure skills are you need to know to market yourself. You need to know how. You need to know how to build a message. You need to know how to sell. You need to know the skills of your trade. If you are a coach, you need to know how to create a course. You need to know how to support people. You need to know your modality. If you are a designer or some sort of done-for-you service, you need to be an expert in your field. But everybody needs to know how to market that skill and sell that skill. We all need that. We need to know how to build an audience, all of those things. But then beyond that, the one skill that you need at every level, six-figure, seven-figure, beyond, success requires that you know how to upgrade yourself, that you know how to say, this is what I'm great at, this is my zone of genius, and be able to focus your attention there. You need to be able to lead yourself. That is a universal skill at every level that will be required of you. And human design is uniquely positioned to help you through that. Because when someone can guide you and say, do you see how that's the shadow of this very strong energy that you have in your chart? This is the shadow of your conscious sun. Do you see that? Do you see how it's at work? It will pull you off your path every single time. And it will be the reason that you are not able to reach your full potential. Your potential lies in your ability to recognize that shadow and see past it. That's the path. That is what the path of self-discovery holds. How do we stay in our gifts longer? And how do we release the shadow? How do we see it, observe it, but not take the bait and follow it where we're living it? We want to become a living example of our gifts. And that's what I have not found anything other than human design to be able to deliver on. So this is exactly what I teach in the Business by Design mentorship. If this is the type of support that you are looking for, we have doors open right now. They will be open for a short period of time, but if you book a clarity call with me, I'm happy to go through it with you and open doors for you. If you get a hankering for this and you're like, you know, this is exactly what I need, just talk to me. You can go to NicoleLano.com/enroll or DM me the word mentorship on Instagram. I'm at NicoleLanoOfficial and we'll send you the link where you can read all about the program. Or if you want to book a clarity call with me, all you have to do is DM me the word clarity on Instagram and we'll just send you the link. So if you're interested in either of those, I would love to either meet you or see you inside the program. It is the most comprehensive program for getting you to six figures, building the confidence of you, that universal skill, but then also giving you the skills that will help you operate and put your genius out in the market in a way that people will buy from you. So if you are interested in that, I hope to see you in a call or inside the program. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here and thank you for making it all the way to the end of this episode. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you in becoming unshakable with human design, everybody. We'll see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.